Neil Arman, this incredible experience. Some British people here in Naples. Years ago, there was Queen Elizabeth with Britannia. The royal yacht here. Now we are here for a different reason, Davis Cup. What do you expect about this match between Italy and Great Britain?
I think one of the most amazing things, Ubaldo, is seeing the stadium and the colours. And the way that they have produced the tie, I think, to put the country colours of Italy on one side and of Great Britain on the other is really a fantastic way to celebrate the Davis Cup. It's our first tie in Naples, and it's a beautiful city. We're right on the seafront here. The accommodation is wonderful. The situation is great. Reminds me of a kind of a mini Monte Carlo, the club here. I love it. I love the tradition. I love the way it's set up, the beautiful practice courts and the stadium. We've had a good win, obviously, in the first round against United States in
San
Diego.
Which you didn't probably expect.
I was quietly confident. I thought we had a good chance. Of course, when Isner didn't play and they had Querrey and Young, it improved our prospects. Andy Murray played brilliantly, as did James Ward in his singles, breaking Sam Querrey five times in a row to win the second singles and put us 2-0 ahead. I think we are hoping for something similar tomorrow, but whether he can do that against Fognini, who's obviously playing the best tennis of his life, it's difficult. It looks like a more difficult match for the British team, but there.
So are you saying that now because you won the first, or you would have said also before playing United States that the United States were a little easier than Italy abroad?
I think when we saw what the team was, we had a better chance against the United States. I was confident of our prospects. I'm just a little less confident here because it's going to be the court will be probably a little slower, especially if it rains tomorrow, as the forecast says. It's going to be tough for us to play in those conditions. Murray is not feeling 100% well. We'll see him practice hopefully later today. Ward has not, he's struggled a little bit recently, but he loves to play in Davis Cup. He's got a very good record in Davis Cup. He wins matches he shouldn't win. And tomorrow, for sure, against Fognini is a match on paper. Fognini wins comfortably, but I have seen many, many Davis Cup ties where suddenly results that no one expects happens. So it could be that Seppi is going to be the man who produces the amazing result and beats Andy Murray. Who knows? It's a really delicate tie. But I do think, if you look at it sensibly, then Italy are the favourites to win.